ready for the second. Call the county council meeting for May 9th, 2016. And Holly, your first on the list.
Good evening, everyone. Cindy's going to come up and pass out some papers. I wanted to bring two things to your attention. One is the farm ground rate for 615, case 16. Well, actually, 16 through 17, let me back up. It's going to be 1,960, so that's going down from what it was. And we also had in 15 pay 16, originally it was going to be 2,420, but they had lowered it retroactive back to 2,050 per acre. And just a little bit more history, 14 pay 15, it was the same rate as 15 pay 16. So then 13 paid 14, it was 1760. 12 paid 13, it was 1630. But I just wanted to bring it to your attention that for 14 and 15, 15 paid 16, it was at 2050, and the state of Indiana just issued this memorandum within the last week that it's now going to be January 1, 2016, 1,960 per acre. I thought you might be interested in that. So, that being said, of course, soil productivity factors and this, the type of soil you have does still go into what they're doing here, as always. But typically, when one classification of property taxes goes down, someone else has to pick up the burden. So, I think we'll be seeing some shifting there. The next piece of paper is a letter where I'm inviting you to attend a tax abatement class that Steve McKinney with the Department of Local Government Finance is going to give us. And it's on June the 1st, 9 o'clock to 11:30. I realize some of you work during the day and this might not be a possibility, but we are happy to meet with you anytime, and we're happy to come in at night. I'm happy to talk to anyone that wants to talk about it if you can't make the daytime meeting. And I wanted to bring a couple of things to your attention about abatements, but I'm going to wait until next meeting because anyone filing the continuation of their paperwork, which is called a CF1, doesn't have to file it until May the 15th. So I won't have any final requests for what they're doing, if they're compliant or not. And so I will probably put together an email after that, after we get all the CF1s, and let you know what we're seeing from our internal audit. And my last request that I'm here for is for your permission to go ahead and let out bids for a contract for our reassessment for Pulaski County. I talked to you several months ago regarding the difficulty in finding field staff and also my main field staff wanting to retire somewhat. So I think this will be a good alternative, and the way the bid is going to read is that they will also cover any appeals that we have. So their attorney fees would be included, and they have to meet certain specifications for who they can hire and who can work in our county. And Kevin Tankersley has approved the bid specifications that I submitted to him. I have extra copies. If you want one, I'm happy to give them to you if you want to take it and read it. But this is what I'm hoping to put in the paper upon your approval to go forward.
Okay, now, Holly, can you please tell me again now what exactly will they do?
Okay. My plan is, because each county is different in how they hire reassessment, what I would like to do is have this company go out and do what they call the cyclical reassessment, which is 25% of parcels per year for 4 years. That doesn't include any improvements or removals that come in through either our office with notice of assessments or the building inspector's office, that I would recommend that we continue to do that. So it would be more they're doing the cyclical reassessment, the field work. I still would like our office to do the input into the computer. I think that helps us know also what's going on, and when taxpayers come in, we will have the work right there and we can actually talk to them about it firsthand. They would also, if we have appeals, and we've had a couple of appeals over the last year or so, their attorney would be able to handle those appeals for us, where we've in the past had a consultant that has done that. And although, you know, we've done very well with using the consultant, this is, I think, the way to go, especially with what we're seeing happening in this area of field work and also office work, which then also would be they would do our trending. And the trending is something that happens every year based on what things have sold for over a certain period of time in the past. And that has to be submitted to the Department of Local Government every year. And I think as being on the county council, you probably just recently saw that we did get our ratio study approved. That is also considered the neighborhood. So in other words, if things in your neighborhood have sold over this 18-month period as to opposed to a previous 18-month period, you're going to see an increase. And some decrease, sometimes it increases. So that would be one of the responsibilities I would want them to do, because that is one of the things that we've had a consultant help us with in the past. So those are the majority of the things that they would be, I would be asking them to do in this bid specification. Does that help answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Anything else?
Well, and Holly, I do have another question. Okay, when, going back to
the land.
Now, who exactly comes up with those figures?
The state of Indiana.
So it's the state of Indiana. It is not the county.
It is not the county that decides what a farmer will pay for, or anyone owning ag ground. I guess it's just not farmers, but ag ground. It's the state of Indiana. We have nothing to do with that in our office, but we have to follow what they tell us. And that's why what I gave you is an actual memorandum from the state of Indiana saying this is what you will use. And if we don't, we're not in compliance.
Okay. Thank you.
So that is a very good question. Thanks for asking.
And that's one value for all, right?
Yes. The base rate, yes. Because, of course, whatever type of soil they have, as opposed to then their productivity factor, all that goes into it. But yes, everybody starts out with a ground at 1,960 for 16 pay 17.
And we need a motion to allow it to go off of bid. I don't know if that's just
so moved.
A second.
Okay, we got a motion, a second. I'll go off for bid for her assessing.
Aye.
Opposed.
Would anyone like a proposed contract that's going to go out? Sure.
Yes,
I
please.
Have plenty. Down there?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay. Cindy's the official router. So sorry, Roger. I just missed Jeff. She'll get Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Good evening. Bottom line is, I just need a transfer. I'm asking for a transfer from our SALT budget to our part-time health budget for $18,000. been using it as much salt as we normally do this winter, so we've got some part-time help lined up for this summer, so that's what we want to do.
Any questions for Terry regarding the transfer?
Is this additional part-time above and beyond you had in the past?
Yeah. We've got, we had one last year. We're going to have three this summer. We've got a couple guys with, well, we've got one guy I believe is going to resign this summer. Ron White, our bridge crew foreman. That's the rumor anyway. And then we've got another fellow with a cancer issue, so we're going to be a little short-handed, so we're going to try to get a couple part-time guys in there that run the mowers and stuff and get some of the other guys out of the grader so they can come in and drive trucks this summer. So that's our plan. So
you're not necessarily just adding part-time people to be adding. You're filling some gaps that have been created.
We're trying to fill a couple gaps. Yeah, I guess
that's the problem. You're increasing your part-time farm.
Yes. Yes.
Because of the situation you got.
Correct. We don't know for sure if the guy's going to resign. If he does, it's going to be probably July or August. The other guy's supposed to start taking these treatments, I believe, in the middle of a lot of part of May. I'm not sure on that, how long he'll be gone. So we'll be a little short-handed. So we thought this would be the answer. So.
Questions for Terry?
You want to do those transfers all at once, or you want to piecemeal them, or how you want to do it?
Well, let's do the individual departments. And
okay, I'll make a motion to approve the transfer.
I'll second that then.
Okay, got a motion to second to approve the $18,000 transfer. All the front row, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
We had a Merry Christmas this year, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to, yeah. Jackie? There she is.
I have a voice tonight. I can still talk after the derby.
Let me get out of the derby.
I'm cool. And my horse won. Last time I was here today, I brought the 2016 budget.
Right.
I brought it again because that was a long time ago.
Okay.
This is the corrected one. I'd like to point out that the additional we're asking for is actually the balance of how much we normally get. That makes sense to you. What we had requested for this year included the possibility of a couple of vehicles, and I only asked for one. I've always gotten. I don't multiply it by three and four or two or three times. And when the budgets were cut in half, it took a third of what we've been getting the last couple of years. So, in answer to Mr. Keating's concern, the amount we're asking for with what we got is what we actually had in our budget.
Yeah, it got cut because we drew out a rainy day fund. That's why we cut it. We didn't have more money to run the count. That was a lot.
No, I understand what they did, but when they cut it by half.
Right. I was
not down to what we normally have been getting, which is what our budget has written into it.
Yeah.
So our budget already had that written into it because our budget's written the year before, and we had been here and discussed that, but you weren't on the council yet. So I did bring the annual reports. I told Sheila after the annual meeting, I know none of you guys could come. You all did get an invitation. I personally know because I put the stamps on. So like last year, I've got the annual report for you. I made it shorter this year. It's not as many pages.
You request, this is for advertising, right? You didn't have it on this?
Yes, because Sheila is trying to be helpful, and thank you, Sheila. I'm trying to look out for us. I do appreciate that. I also want to thank Mr. Brady, since he's here, for all the volunteer work he's done for us. Appreciate that. Jim Connors, our secretary and treasurer. You know, I got to bring my wingman. Judy couldn't be here. And I know Linda's not here, but you should Linda get this one. This one's for Sheila. I'm sorry you guys couldn't come to the annual meeting. I was hoping somebody would attend.
Thank you.
It always gives you a good opportunity to see how you're helping in the community county wide. So that's all I have to say.
How much are you asking for this month?
The 15. We've been getting 45 and then additionals. So we had asked for 45, and then we thought we were going to possibly get two new vehicles this year. And last year, you guys told me to make sure I put those in there. And those vehicles are until next year. So we just would like to have that. Because the 45 was cut to 30, and that's a huge impact on us. So.
Any questions?
Okay. What kind of mileage do the vehicles have on them that you're wanting to replace, sir?
We actually run the vehicles that get replaced. The state plan is after 100,000 miles on the vehicles. We put them in for replacement. We usually put in two. We've got one with 189,000 that we've put on the list, and one with 234,000. So we even
what,
have,
what year are they?
Let's see. Our oldest vehicle is a 2007. So the ones that would get replaced, the state has a 4-year, 400,000-mile useful life according to public transit guidelines. What we do is we actually run them for a lot longer than that because we take good care of them. That's their rule of thumb. But we keep them in the fleet, keep using them. It used to be that it took forever for them to come up. But a couple of years ago, the FTA came in and told them they had to provide a cycle every year because they were letting vehicles get too old and getting very costly on the maintenance side. And so we got one last year. And then it's also the size. What do they hold? 9, 10, 11 people in 2 or 3 wheelchairs, or the smaller minivan, the smaller vans that only hold like 3 people in 1 wheelchair. Those are used the most.
And
they're also the most cost efficient.
They need to be, is the way I see it. I see an awful lot of these vans running around with one person in them.
Well, it's demand response, public transit, and when we have to go all the way 15, 18 miles to pick up a person.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But
demand response is it's a tough program to relate to, but you know we get as many people at the same time as we can if we're going out in that same area.
How are you right now for funding? I mean, you have enough to keep going. This isn't, obviously, if you need this much right now, you're going to need a lot more later. But I mean, you're okay.
What happens is that the funding we get from the county at the beginning of the year gets us through the first four months because we don't get our reimbursement. Our January, February, and March reimbursement on transportation, especially, we won't get till the 1st of June. It's the cat. You guys provide us that first quarter major cash flow. Is what happens, along with you know the local other local revenue that we get.
So.
So you're going to need some money then before June.
It would help to get it so that it comes in at one time so we can get caught up, because we have local vendors that they're waiting, and they like it when we can pay them more than the 90, 120 days that they're waiting for it with us. They're pretty good to work with us. So, and they all need their money too. So,
Jesse, what do you do with the vehicles once they're the ones that you replace? What do
they go to auction?
Okay.
We have to notify the state, and then the state puts them out to other agencies who might want to buy them as just a backup vehicle, or use them for other things in the program, in their programs. If the repair is just excessive, and you know, there's a benchmark. You want people to be providing a safe service.
Right.
But we take them to Olson Auction.
Okay.
And then that anything we make on them goes into our kitty. So like last year, I think the amount of money we got here, plus we had a donation from the Kiwanis Club, plus the money from the van we sold was used to buy, to pay for the match for the new van. So we have other counties using Olson Auction because he does really well getting something you want. Not a lot, but but something.
Are you having excessive repair issues with vehicles right now? I guess what I'm getting at, Jack, is I think this day and age, vehicles 100,000 miles isn't that much.
Well, no, and we know that.
I personally drive a vehicle that's got 180,000 on it. Mm-hmm. So, do you really need them?
Well, I'm not asking for any money for the vehicles today.
But you're asking for money.
Money to balance our budget and our operations, because that's what we had put in our budget in 2015 for 2016.
Yeah, I understand that.
We've gone through a lot of cuts from the state and a lot of things. So the county 5-6 years ago stepped it up. And that's all we're asking, is what we've been getting.
I commend your organization for it. It is an organization that helps people. I understand that. And it's great. But I guess my point is, we have to cut everything. And I'm just questioning.
Well, we replace our, we don't put our vehicles out for replacement until we feel they have a very full life. That's why I said we're running a couple of vehicles that are finally at a point where they're nickel and dime, and every time they go to the shop, it's, and I don't know how often you take your car in for repair, but we have to have regular maintenance. There's regular maintenance, and there's preventive maintenance, and then there's, oops, this happened. And it used to be we could take them in, it was $180. Then it was $300-some. Now every time you take them in, it's $400-some. Tires went from $65 a tire. Now our tires are $112 a tire. And they're giving us a break, too. The local vendors are really good with, they know. I think we do a really good job of trying to do everything we do on the amount of money that we have in our budget. I really do. I just need back what we didn't get for the year.
Any more questions for Jackie? The entertaining motion for this to be advertised. That would be $15,000, Jackie.
Yeah, we didn't realize our 45 was going to get touched. We just figured that it would be cut back to that.
Motion to table, motion to deny, or motion to approve.
I make most of the table. I'm not convinced yet myself. I need some more time.
Okay. You got a motion to table? Second. Motion dies for lack of second. What do you want to do, folks? Well, we'll have to address this again, Jack. Yeah. Sorry. How far are you out on your some of your bills that you have now? Are you in good shape for a little while yet?
So I guess I'm just trying to understand that if I come to a meeting the year before and we say this is what balances our budget, and we all talk about it in our agreement, and so that's what we put in our budget. I don't put in more. And then it gets cut that far back, then I don't understand how I'm supposed to balance my budget when I've been cutting out of it every single year, and these dollars are the dollars that keep us in business.
Yeah.
They really
well, I mean, it's a shame that the state or the feds or whoever have thrown it on the county now to burden a lot of this money. I mean, they cut your financing back and expect the county to pick it all up.
Well, I think there's a general consensus out of, you know, most of the entities that get money that the counties are their biggest local cash supporters because they respect the public transit, they respect all the services. I mean, we haul a lot of people, and we haul not a lot. I mean, the service is essential. There's people in here that use our service. There's people in here whose families use our service. There's a lot of people in here whose families wouldn't get to the doctor. They wouldn't get to work. They wouldn't get to preschool. They wouldn't get to all the places that they have to go. You know, our facilities are feeding people. The county is all about nutrition, making sure we have a healthy county. You know, we're out there doing all of that on a budget that is substantially less than, you know, Jay, you've been around forever. You know what our budgets used to be. So when we kind of nestled into this amount, that, you know, and our budgets are consistent, the same amount every year. I mean, there's no reason to do anything more with it because there isn't any more to do, you know, any more to get. So... I'm more than happy
we'll
come back again, but I really feel that this is a really appropriate time for me to be here, because, you know, no one called me and said, hey, we're going to take this all the way back to 10 years ago allocation. You know, how's that going to affect you? I would have certainly come and spoken to somebody. I absolutely understand what the county has to do, and I understand now that the county has to operate the county. I'm kind of, a little offended that you guys think I don't understand budgets. Trust me, I've been writing these for 40 years. So I do understand what the county is facing. I just feel that we've been a significant part of this partnership for a long time, and we move a lot of people. And we serve a lot of people, you know, 3,000-4,000 people a year getting service is a lot of people in rural county. It really is. You know, right now we're trying to do something good in Garyville, making sure that there's a facility open.
The library.
We're responding to everything we can, you know, countywide. Because we just don't serve one little sector. We serve the whole county. And I just feel that the board of directors works hard, and you know, those of you who do support what we do, we know it. We know in theory that everyone supports what we do, but I would think that if we're looking at budgets saying, well, wait, geez, this is what we did to their budget. You know, we threw them under the bus under the budget a little bit. You know, we're just saying that's my balanced budget, and in there was that. So, You guys can think about it. I can come back. I know you want to see my cheery face.
We can give everybody the budget that we've had over the last few years so I can do that for you tomorrow. So everybody, show everybody how much your budgets have been cut, actually. Because they haven't cut quite a bit. I mean, everybody's had it. I don't think there's any question. You can do that. If you can show everybody, you can do that. I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did. That's what I did last fall.
I mean, I personally, I would like to see the budget again. I mean, you know, just because it's been that long and...
Well, I just can't.
Okay, well, he's got it. Yeah. I don't have it, so...
Here you go.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not going to vote on it tonight, but... Yes.
I know what it
is. Murphy.
Good evening.
Steve.
I'm here for a number of different items. The first item is trying to transfer $1,000 from my equipment fund and my pre-trial version budget to travel in that same budget. With all the depositions and the expenses that we've had in those murder cases, we're running out of it. In fact, we've run out of money now. You know, that would help to cover the budget. So we think that that would be a big help to travel, transfer that to travel to pick up those expenses. So we still have a number of ones coming up between the end of the year. Secondly, on that same request, the same letter, I'm requesting a transfer of $630 from machinery and equipment to tires and tubes. That will cover the $617 bill that we just incurred for the vehicle, the prosecutor's investigator's vehicle to replace all the tires. I concur. I had to go to Washington, I had to go to Illinois twice, I've been to Lafayette five times already, all for cases. And it's a lot more than.
But
it's a lot more than we had anticipated when we wrote the budget. The second letter that I have is a request for money from the prosecutor's pretrial diversion program. Last time I was here, I talked to you about what we were going to need to do to cover the victim's assistance coordinator. There was going to be a $13,000 shortfall that I was going to be making up out of this fund. This is the first part of that, $7,000. Additionally, around October, we'll know what the final dollars amount will be, and then we'll be moving to transfer that too. Also, on that same request from that same budget is a $2,250 transfer for the summer intern that you approved in the budget that we had submitted last year. This would then fund the person approximately $2,000 for wages and approximately $250 for taxes. There is no benefits to this person as they are a temporary employee who would just be during the summer. The money in the pretrial fund, as you may recall, is not tax dollars. It's generated by the pretrial diversion program. It's paid in by the users of the program. Is available for the prosecutor's office to appropriate to utilize for various types of activities. And we run a separate budget generally for that that comes through you. The third item is new money. This is a request for $3,000 for transcripts and depositions. As I indicated, the amounts that we've been spending for these depositions are really an excessive amount. We took one deposition over in Illinois. My share, when I wasn't the one taking the deposition, my share was like $900 because it had to be video and also transcript typed up at the same time. And that's also, you're going to be getting one going through the court for the defense attorney side of that too, in addition. Because experts get very expensive very quickly. So those are the three things that I'm here requesting tonight. The first would be the two transfers. One from the prosecutor's budget, one for pretrial diversion for travel and tires and tubes. The second one is from pretrial to cover the group insurance for our victim's advocate, as we discussed last time, and a summer intern. And finally, the request for $3,000 for more depositions. We still have one more murder case coming up. That's set to go in October. I also have a level one felony child molest coming up in July.
Any questions from Mr. Murphy?
And Dan, because they're basically in jail, there's no way that you can get, get money from them to kind of cover any of this, is there?
No, if a person is indigent, the court appoints an attorney to represent them, and the attorney does have to request permission to take depositions and things like that. But there's basically, on a major case, there's no way the judge can say, you can't go out and take this deposition. I've had some where the amount of depositions are excessive. We took, in one case where an individual was a routine traffic stop, we had three officers who arrived at the scene because they thought it was going to be a felony stop to back up the officer who was making the stop. And while one of them searched the car, three of them stood there and watched the people who were sitting on the curb, keeping them under control. Defense attorney took depositions of all of them, and there's no reason to take it from the other three. We just stood there, but we had to do it because they requested it, because they may find something that may be helpful to their client. And if it turns out that there was something, they argue that there's ineffective assistance of counsel on appeal, and it comes back and we do it all over again. I think where I've only requested like three depositions so far in the last 15 months. Most of the deposition requests come from the defense attorneys asking for them, and then we have to participate.
Any questions on the requests for Mr. Murphy?
I have a question. Maybe I don't understand the accounting, but I have $9,250 on my transfer sheet, and then I have $9,250 on my additional sheet. How are these? I mean, this is all for the victim assistance.
I think this is for the auditor.
We have a user fee fund, and in this user fee fund, we get pretrial diversion, jury fees, a couple other ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But in order for him to be able to use the money, he has to transfer the money from the user fee to the pretrial fund, and then he has to do an additional in the pretrial fund to appropriate it.
Bookkeeping.
Once you approve the appropriation, it doesn't have to go to the state because it can only be used for what he's requested. So.
Entertain a motion on either the additional or transfers or both.
I'll make the motion to approve the additional and the transfer for the prosecutor as presented.
Second.
There's been a motion and second to approve the request by the prosecutor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
RB's gone.
Okay, RB's gone. Memorial Hospital. Next one. Mr. Malott, Mr. Kraft, Mr. Berry, Mr. Moore.
First, we'd like to thank you for entertaining our request to meet the building funds. We wanted to present this for your consideration tonight. This is part of a project the hospital is working on. In the materials, we talked about the expansion and moving of some utilities that need to be done for the building, a parking lot that will go behind the hospital, and also a maintenance building. And part of that maintenance building is what we're doing is we have a lot of storage in the lower part of the basement part of the hospital that has the pipes and a lot of our reconstruction type materials, as opposed to building space onto the hospital, which is with healthcare codes, et cetera, would be a lot more expensive than building a maintenance building. What we're proposing is the utilization of CB funds to build a maintenance building, move a lot of those stored materials out of the hospital, then remodeling some of the the basement space, so to speak, as a cheaper form of square footage of being able to fill office space and whatnot in the hospital. And what we'd like to do is utilize the community building funds over the next 3 years of appropriations to be able to assist in funding that expansion.
That's $100,000 a year for each 3 years, next 3 years, correct?
Yeah, about 118. Yeah, 118.
118 a year.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion to approve as presented.
So we've got a motion and a second to approve the hospital request as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks for all the information, Seth. It was like, wasn't much. You guys set it out good. I tell you what, you guys had your ducks in a row.
All the email, you need time to
cry. Yeah, I'm not going to get it at all, but you guys do a good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Carol?
Do they need to have a contract or anything regarding that?
We haven't in the past, but we've had to have a contract.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
You guys would need a contract or anything else with us on that? I mean, we've got to sign.
No, I think that the last time we did it, we just had the showed in the minutes of the approval, and then we're just fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got three transfers, I guess, in front of you guys. The going to move some money out of part-time jailers and reserves to the overtime jailers. Some of the same things that Dan was telling you, we face the same things. We run the jail on a pretty bare staff, so if we don't have any part-time people, I don't know how many of you know, but the judge just sends us an order, and then we've got to go anywhere in Indiana pretty regularly to pick up some money. Sometimes that's just for a 5-minute meeting, so that's where most of our overtime with jailers comes from, is just moving people around. The radio maintenance to this miscellaneous service and charges, this is buy money, so to speak, or that's exactly what it is. It's so our undercover people were several programs with the state that we actually use money to buy illegal drugs so we can wind up arresting these people. So that's where that's headed. And then the equipment is, I've kind of been talking a little bit for the last 6 or 7 months about the 911 center and the work that we need to get done there. All this money's coming from the 911 fund, which is, money from our, we all pay for our phone lines for that service. This particular amount is to fix the recording equipment over there. Right now, we only record one station. We actually have two stations over there, and one of them is not recording. The equipment's about 20 years old, and when Dave started really checking on it, we can't even get that equipment fixed. Some of the software, some of those computers, with this new system, we should be able to, or we will be able to record almost every line that comes into the Justice Center and all of our radio traffic, and it's all saved on a server, and this is part of that expense. And we should then be able to provide. We've had a couple lawsuits that we couldn't probably defend as well as we could have if we would have had the recording of the 911 call. So it's kind of important stuff. So that's my three transfers.
Jeff, the work that was done on the system, was that, I think, last year or the year before? How is that work? I mean, I remember when, was it like CenturyLink or someone came in and they were going to be putting new wiring systems into the 911, the dispatcher area.
Are you talking about the fiber optics? That's
no.
Not that?
No.
I guess
because they were having to move the boxes and all the wires and...
Council, you did that, relocated that, and they can move the box. You were downstairs, you were from downstairs somewhere. Whatever.
Well, I don't remember that.
Good for you.
I don't remember that.
Maybe that was when Gare.
I think it was when Gare was still here, but I wasn't sure how that was still going to be.
Well, we're looking at a pretty substantial hit. I mean, a big hit on this 911 business. I'm talking a couple hundred to $300,000. And... we have the money in the 911 fund. I've kind of guarded that here the first year and a half. And it's, last I knew, it was closing in on $300,000. If you remember off the top of your head, Steve, I don't think you do. The 911 fund?
I don't know what the amount. Oh.
Last time I looked, it was getting close to $300,000. I think we had enough to pay for it. We kind of held it off. Fulton County has switched over, Cass County, Miami County.
There's $336,529.51 in there. But some of that is obligated.
Do we have anybody yet in there, the dispatchers, or anybody being paid out of 911? Or did they all come out? I know we tried to get everybody out of there.
There's a networking bill that comes out of there. And there's another bill that comes
out. No salaries that are coming out.
Service and maintenance contracts of some sort, I think.
But no salaries.
But it still comes out of 911.
Yeah, but I mean, no salaries are coming out of 911. No salaries in there.
I think there is. There's one, maybe. One or two.
One or two salaries. Okay. I didn't know. I thought maybe there was. I know there's kind of moving out.
Yeah, there's one or two.
I think it's just your chief. I think that's all that comes out of there, but there's a certain amount that comes. It's not the whole wage, is it?
Yeah, it's not a substantial amount that comes out of 911. We've been kind of watching that. I think we'll be able to pay. You know, I'd like to invite somebody off the council to come to one of those meetings when we really, I've been to a couple in Fulton County and they went with this other program and I kind of stood up and threw a fit because I don't know if you remember about sitting here when you guys had this P25 changeover that's coming on the 800 megahertz, and you guys put that argument up, and I agree with you. I think it's a sham that, you know, the state can dictate to us that, you know, Motorola has to be the one that does this, and then Motorola comes along, what, I think you said maybe 10 years. It is great. Well, you know, I looked at some other companies. There's one, there's D&K over in Whitley County, and talked to a few sheriffs that switched to that, and they're starting to have problems with it, you know, and it just doesn't work as well. So I've kind of brought myself back around to the, you know, we have to go with Motorola to get what's going to work, and you know, it's that same old thing that, you know, it might be a little bit cheaper, but if it doesn't work for you, then it's not a good deal. We went and looked. Stark County went with these people from Whitley County, and you know, they've had some issues. So, their service is not as good, and it just doesn't hold up as well.
How soon are we going to have to make that switch?
Well, they're, you know, these other three counties are waiting to get hooked up now and get their new equipment in. So I think we got a year or so. This P25, they keep pushing back. And, you know, when they first approached I think that's probably been almost 2 years ago when they come and said, oh, we'll have this within a year. And, you know, they keep pushing it back. And they said the radios will work, but what will happen is eventually we'll supply the parts for them. You know, they'll have the parts for 4 or 5 years and then, you know, they'll work until something breaks and they won't be able to get it fixed. So, you know, this isn't something that we'll have to do tomorrow or the next day, but I really think one of you should come and be involved in some of these meetings so you can kind of see what we're talking about. You know, I think we're going to be good with our fund as long as they don't raise the prices on us and that kind of stuff. But we have money, I think, to pay for it. There's some other little things that we're doing. One of them is this. I'll probably be back and if we do the next meeting, the meeting after that, with a another thing we'll need to do with the phones over there to get them up to snuff. But they've lasted, you know, when you start talking computer things 20 years, you've probably done pretty good, I think, from the way I've seen things. And we'll get RB in on some of those discussions, too. You know,
you got some other server issues, guys. Roll some of this up together.
We got to be careful now with that 911 and make sure that we only spend it on what it can spend on, because they'll come in on us and they'll hook you up on that.
I want to just discuss real quick, Sheriff, where we got you up here. You paid cash down to them.
We did. That's for Carrie from the office there. She handles money with people coming in for firearms license, people paying taxes, those kind of things. And she just needs some money to be able to make change. She's always digging in her purse, or we're pulling money out of our wallets to try to get change for people. And that's probably not a good way to do business. So she wanted to, I think with Sheila's help, we found a way that she could get $100 petty cash just to make change for the money that she receives over there.
It would come out of unappropriated money if you want it to in County General. And then if they come in audit, she'll always have to have $100 in it, but they'll need to pay the work that follows
that's
it.
Not, so. At least $100 is what's going to be put in that fund.
And that's basically all she asked for, was just that. And it's just for change. It's not to
goodbye
for anything, just for change.
You get rid of a lot of firearm licenses?
We do.
On TV today, they said the gun sales are up sky high because it's election day.
20 million guns sold in the United States last year. So, yeah, we do a lot of firearms licenses.
So that gear might pretty well have them pretty soon.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because you can get the lifetime one down for $75 and you're good to go.
Any other questions? Any motions for this transfer resolution?
I move we approve the transfers.
Second.
We got a motion to approve the transfers as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. About the additionals.
Did you also make the motion for the petty cash?
Not yet. Oh. He just made it for the transfers, but we're working on the
okay.
The other two.
I'll make a motion for the petty cash.
Okay, we got a motion to approve the resolution for the petty cash for $100. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It carries. And then the additionals. And also the vehicle is in there, which was, we discussed that because he'd given the vehicle to the
You need a motion for that?
Yes, and for all those. You want to make a motion for all the additional that's presented?
Which additionals are
we got the vehicle, the repairs, and that's it, right, Sheriff? Yes.
Well, this one says June 13th there.
That's to be advertised.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't find that.
Peter wants to be advertised.
You'll find out that there is no additional appropriation to be signed because I forgot to get it to the paper in time, so they're all up again. Plus a few added ones from last time.
It just wants to be advertised. And if they discuss it on it, they'll say they'll discuss it next month, you know, whatever.
So is that this one? The June 13th one?
Yes, yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to vote for the last one.
That has already been denied.
Well, I'll make a motion for the additional appropriations.
For the sheriff.
For the sheriff.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the additional that's presented by the sheriff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We'll get Sherry's truck fixed up. You know, four, we'll get the lights and we'll get her stickers put on there, so that truck will be good to go for her since we'll have Kayla do that when we switch it over, so she'll be ready to go. Oh, and then, well, I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate it. shield the Superior Court? They're not going to be here, so we want to go ahead and address that.
With what?
We got an additional here for the Superior Court. That's the last
one. Yeah, that's for public defender.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the murder trials.
Right.
That he's dealing with, and it can only be used for public defender, so.
Right. Motion to approve one.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the public defender fees for the Superior Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I have one election board and one local health maintenance, or the local health department trust account. The election board, there must have been some miscellaneous expenses, and her advertising was more than she thought. And we have $127.25 left in this trust account. And because it's a grant, we need to use all of it. And so we've adjusted it where it's, we're taking what's left, putting it all into the health care nurse's wages, and the next payroll, she will be paid the $127.25 out of the trust account, and that will zero the trust account out.
Okay, any questions on the election board or the health department transfers?
Maybe we approve these transfers.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion second to approve the two transfers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Bob, you have something you want to bring up while we're talking
about? Sure. For the newspaper. Yeah, out of the April 28th, I'm not directing this to you, I'm just making comments. County paper, in April 28th edition, there was a letter to the editor, and I applaud everyone in the county for wanting to be a part of what's going on with the commissioners and with the council, and that they want to be as informed as possible, which is the reason we have open meetings. For them to come and ask questions, get information, and learn facts. Unfortunately, there was a misstatement in that letter to the editor indicating that there had been a purchase of a new table for $70,000, not including chairs, and I'm sure had the facts been searched out, that would have not appeared there. But I did ask for clarification because there may be people here tonight wondering why we have spent through the general fund that much money, not including the chairs, I might add. Again, the actual expenditure was not $70,000, minus chairs. The actual expenditure was $3,000. $670.56 for the table and all chairs. And there was, in my opinion, a very good reason for that. If you've been to any council meetings or commissioner meetings in the last umpteen years, we met over on this side around one table with half the council members with their backs to the audience, so that many citizens were not able to hear or gain full understanding of what was going on because we had our backs to them, which was an injustice. So that was fortunately addressed, and this table and chairs were purchased for that so that the public can come in and see and ask questions and hear, hopefully, everything that's going on. So I thought it might be appropriate tonight to address the misstatement and just for the record to indicate why it was done and at what cost. I'm speaking for myself, not for the council.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
We got one old business here, Sheila, the taxes on the burial part of the park.
Well, somebody asked me for it, but nobody's owned enough to it. I did get the copies of it. I don't remember who had asked for it the last meeting, but somebody did. I have it if you want to see it. So,
Did the town of Winnemeck ever request any, again, the, there was a tax, what was that deal that they had that we tabled?
The Long Branch.
Oh, did we deny that? Okay.
Yeah.
My bad, I thought we just tabled. Okay. Okay, minutes.
I sent you three sets.
Yep.
One of the things that I did find out, they are on the website, but you're going to have with the schools that we had, some I can kind of, because I know some of the people, I was able to put a little bit in the 11th meeting and in the 26th meeting. I could only put people's names because you can't hear what's being asked. But the audios are on the website, so...
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
A motion to second to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We already did the additional for the advertisement, right?
Yes. We need to talk about the lowout.
Okay.
I made copies of everything that I have received from the state. The only question I have that I have not asked yet is if this money has to be appropriated. The state's telling us what we're supposed to do with it, and they're also telling us where it's supposed to go. I've given you all the packet, everything that I have. I also received a 2016 legislation to improve local roads and bridges fact sheet. You also have a copy of that.
So the county general, well, I'm not sure it's kind of, yeah, we put it in, okay, we talked about putting it possibly in rainy day fund. We get $490,000. The highway department gets, what did they get? $1.2 million?
$1.49 million,
and then the rest is distributed amongst the other incorporated areas in the county. Mac, Derryville, the library, etc.
Jay, can I add something? Jay?
Yes, sir.
Can I add something?
Yes.
I've been working with the highway department and in our associations, Indiana Association of County Commissioners, the AIC, etc., etc. NDOT has a 50-50 grant match program going on that the towns and our county can put what was to be only up to $500,000 into what we will qualify as a rainy day fund for projected projects for each of these communities individually and the county. NDOT has upped that to a 50-50 match up to $1 million. So, in communicating with the highway department, $1 million could be put into a rainy day fund. The question is whether it be held out the highway department and their rainy day fund and or your rainy day fund, earmarked only to be used for roads and bridges projects. And that is to stay there until the state approves their list of projects. And each community can only have one project, but under that project
per
name,
year, right?
Per year.
Per year, yeah.
And it can have one name project, but 20 different projects underneath that one name. So they may have 20 different roads they're going to be working on throughout the county.
But up to $1 million match.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that needs to go into a rainy day fund to qualify. We do not have the wheel tax as one of the categories that it can go into, but for us, it's a rainy day. And as a request, politely, you're correct. 75% of this fund, which is 1.949, goes to the highway department for the roads and bridges. And then the other 25% can go to the commissioners and council for other uses. This opportunity for this $1 million match is, I don't know if it'll be here again next year. It's this year's award,
But if it is, if there's a way that the other 25% could be potentially earmarked for that rainy day fund for potential road and bridge funding in the future and or equipment purchase, which money could be used for the highway department. That's a special request there for you to think about.
Does you guys get an idea which road you want to repair? I'd get a list together and get the stake. You have to have bids on that, let them know how much it's going to cost.
They just need a compiled list of estimated cost per road that they're going to be working on up to their $1 million. They have till, excuse me here, I'll go to the right. From May 31st to July 3rd, that's their time frame to submit the projects. The award, the state will award it by July 15th, and the project does not have to be completed this year. It just needs to be awarded. The state recognizes that the vendors out there are going to be overwhelmed, and they may not be able to get to all the projects. But that money needs to stay in that fund earmarked for that project. Am I speaking correctly, Terry?
Yeah, but before we get too far with this, where we're just kind of hoping we just go with the $500,000.
That's fine.
The bottom line is the $1 million fine, but we got to have that all up front, so you got to have the $2 million up front. Then you get reimbursed for $1 million. Yeah,
that's fine.
What I'm trying to say.
So we couldn't do a $1 million project.
Yeah, right now we got 1.4, so I guess what I'm getting at is if we go to 500,000, that would turn that $500,000 into a $1 million project.
I think that's still not to pursue that portion, right?
Can you still do the project with your own county help, or do you have to hire outside contractors?
You can do your own help, sir.
We can do it all ourselves, I guess is what if you're asking that.
Yeah,
but also if this money is available, then we can get a hold of Mr. Hinkle or other organizations for the hot mix or whatever route we wanted to go.
Yes. We're not looking at major thoroughfares throughout the county, you know.
Right. Our major arteries, the hot mix roads, are going halfway been there for 25, 30 years. It's costly.
Mike, also in the description of what the funds could be used for, just it's not just for project on the road, it's to rent, purchase equipment such as a truck or a loader for the highway department, or if they had to buy parcels of land for a major road project. There's a listing in there of what the money could be used for, so it's all clearly defined on
hand. All new to us.
Right.
But the key to the program, and they're doing it, is asset management program.
But no, this is a blessing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You're mad at it.
Well, that's all an additional what we already planned to do.
Right.
Our original plans were just kind of put it in a rainy day fund. Bottom line is just 1.5, I guess the government trying to say it's pretty close to 1.5, which moves to 496,000. It was going to spread out over 3 years.
I can get the maximum match going.
Looking, Jay, so that's why I was somewhat conservative with the 500,000. With 500,000, we got to have it up front anyway. Then we got to have $1 million up front. Then we get reimbursed.
Well, that's in the coffers right now, right, Sheila? I mean, we have the money.
We have the money right now. It just hasn't been put where it's supposed to yet.
No.
It's where it's supposed to. It hasn't been divided out.
Correct. But we can't do $1 million project. We don't have the money in the fund to do it. We got 1.4.
Well, we've got this meeting tonight was to determine what I'm supposed to, what they're going to tell me to do with it.
Yes, I don't. Just
and then we can.
The county highway gets 1.49 million. The county general gets, well, it's county general, right?
496,814.
$496,000.
Okay. Like 1.9
something
total. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put my 2 cents in. I'd like to just put that 490 back in rainy day to make up some money we took out for our liability insurance. That way we'd be getting back with our rainy day fund and with the highway department matching everything and use that. We can always use our rainy day money for something else. If the state comes back and says next year or the year after we're going to match again, and we still have the money in there if we want to do it. But at least it will be in the rainy day fund to...
The state has specified what funds that money, that your, the highway money is to go into. So that's where it's got to go first. It's in 1229 is where they have specified. Do you guys want a copy of all this? I thought I emailed it to you all.
We got it.
Okay.
So are we putting this money in the rainy day fund that's designated to the highway, or rainy day fund that's the county?
Well, there's stipulations if you put it in the rainy day fund.
I don't want to be put in the rainy day fund for the county, and then we go out.
There's three different ways.
I made a copy for you.
County highway department gets 1.49 million. 25% of the money doled out by the state goes to us, the county general. And of that 25%, some of it goes to the library, some of it goes to the town of Winnemac, some of it goes to
the... But there it all goes, there the library.
No.
Clark County.
Clark County Library. The library... they're all part of the same... All the libraries are part of the same con.
Well,
I don't know. I thought they were all...
They don't get draws out of this anyway.
Yeah, they were getting their draws above and beyond that 75%, 25%. They already got their share out of it.
Yeah, they got their share out of it.
Well, originally, pardon me if I'm wrong, but originally the whole total package was $2,700,000.
Yes, that's right.
Every the township, the libraries, and everybody's getting money out of it.
Yes.
Right. So we got knocked down to the 1.9.
Correct.
And now we're talking 1.4, and you guys are going to play with the 496,000, the 25% of the 1.9.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So everybody's getting something out of it. If you want
to that money, when you talk about has to go to the rainy day fund, that goes in that 2015 fund, right? Their money does?
All of the money right now is sitting in 7315.
7315.
When she does the distributions on it, after you guys decide what you're going to do, then the county's portion will go in, the county highways portion will go into 1229. The county general's portion will go into wherever you tell me between county general and rainy day, and then all of the taxing units will get the rest of
their money. Okay.
And we have a breakdown sheet of how much goes to where.
So we just have to decide then as a council tonight where we want to put the 490,000.
Right.
Okay. And our options are rainy
day. County general or rainy day.
We give it back to the county kind of health department. Let them spend it on another project.
I will find out from the state tomorrow if the county highway can have a rainy day fund of their own. But I wouldn't, unless they come up with a fund number, I would say no, it probably goes in the other. But we definitely need to keep it separated.
As long as it's separated and it goes for the highway, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't want it to be spent on cars or something, you know.
There, if you read that, Mike, it tells it exactly what it can be used for.
Okay.
So they have their guidelines to go by.
Well, for ourselves, it's 75% for the roads and bridges, 25% is available for equipment.
I guess it's about 330-some thousand.
If you go with the 1.4, that's $300,000-some for 25%
for equipment.
So you can spend it all on the roads, right?
So what do you want to do with the balance, guys? We got $500,000 we can do.
In the rainy day fund, I think.
Got a motion?
Sure.
Okay, we've got a motion to second to put the 490 in the county rainy day fund. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries.
Next issue is the personal property ordinance. The state's really pushing it. I have sent you the information on it. Holly is here. She did respond to me on a question I had regarding it. I'm glad you stayed now.
I need the letter to remind myself what I told you.
You want to have a moment with the paper?
I can bring up something else.
Hopefully you won't have any questions.
Okay. I did make copies for you in your file. They're telling us that we have to have a personal property ordinance.
Do you know, I'm not sure that we have to have that.
Okay.
I think it's, they're suggesting that counties can have it. And I think the council can approve if they want the ordinance as to what amount.
Okay.
Up to, I believe.
I had sent this out email, and I know Tom had answered me, and Doug had answered me, and Jay had answered me on it.
I was confused on it. Huh? I'm not still confused on it. I read it three times, and I'm still confused on it.
So my language is confusing.
I just was confused on that there's $20,000 that.
Okay, $20,000 is if you file personal property returns, whether you're a business or you are a farmer, and your acquisition cost, not the end result, the assessed value, but the acquisition cost from when you purchased it, even if it was in 1920, whatever price is in that first column of the personal property forms, the total for the whole county, so if you have more than one personal property return in the county, if your acquisition cost is under $20,000, you file this exemption. And the state of Indiana is saying if you would like, as council, to impose a fee with that, you can. Because what's going to happen is this year payable next year, anyone that files this is not going to be paying a tax.
This is the new exemption, right?
This would be new, yes, and you're right. It's 416 pays 17.
To make up for that lost revenue, which you probably charge people for.
Now, is that every year somebody can do that? Is that annually, one-time shot, or?
That's this year. And they've already changed it a week and a half ago. Because originally when we got the paperwork from the state, they said it had to be notarized.
Okay.
About a week and a half ago, they changed the forms. And now you don't have to have it notarized, but you still have to file certain paperwork. And I asked a member of the Department of Local Government Finance, and there's a good chance that it'll be changing for next year. So when taxpayers are asking, I just say, well, we'll try to keep you informed for next year. So we are losing revenue as a county for anyone that has acquisition costs of less than $20,000.
And you're asking for a fee, $25 a year?
I'm not. It's
optional, yeah.
The state of Indiana is just saying that that can be imposed. And I think Sheila just, as part of her responsibility, needed to bring it to the council. And that was one of two things, correct?
Second thing is a little more confusing.
And let's say, just to give you some perspective, if the assessed value is, let's say, $20,000, and we pay, how much is our highest taxing district?
$20,000.
is it that $1, $2 per 100?
It's two. Okay. I think it's two.
Let's say it's $2. So we have in 20,000, we have what? 200? And then you multiply that times the tax rate, and then there's other calculations, but you know,
the numbers is on that page.
Oh, you figured it out?
No, that's what we talked about when we brought it up to the council or the commissioner.
So at 20,000 AD would be about $182, I think we were kind of thinking. So, or less. But I'm not the treasurer. So, I don't figure taxes. So it'd be better if I didn't have that actually.
You did good.
Reported.
It's just something that they just keep sending more and more and more and more stuff, and you just need to be aware of it, even if you don't do anything. Because some of it's mandated where you're going to have to, and some of it is they just want you to be aware of it.
Those who didn't see my reply to the email, I would definitely support a fee. I mean, we're going to lose money on this.
What are other counties doing? Does anybody know?
Some are do have a fee, and some don't. It's just up to the individual county body, which is the council. And you know, it is a loss in revenue, and that's the bottom line.
Have you got any idea how much lost revenue it is?
No, not yet. I probably will, Tom, after May 15th, because people are still coming in to file. We have had quite a few file it. And sometimes when people get wind that it's the 20,000, yeah, I meant the $99. Did you hear her?
No.
They might have $19,999 worth. But.
And Holly, you said you would know more after May 15th?
Well, yes. I can say exactly May 16th, I'll know. But. We're putting in these forms now, and I would say I'm hoping we will roll our values between June 1 and July 1, and at that time we will know exactly the difference. And then I can give you an idea. Or I can. Just even go through the forms that we've already had filed and just count them. That would be hard to do. Although we have a lot of taxpayers, so.
Just give us a number anyway.
I can do that. Just kind of an idea of how many people it's been.
Yeah.
Even though.
Potentially 182 books from each person. I mean, potentially. That's, I understand that's a real.
Yeah. Yes, I don't want to take credit for figuring taxes.
Right.
That's not my job. But I wouldn't have that information, Doug, until later. So if you're wanting to decide tonight.
Option.
This is probably something we pass an ordinance anytime I wanted to, right? But
you can, but the only issue I can think of for my office would be we are going to have to let the auditor know how many and then the treasurer who these taxpayers are so that they can track it and then they can send they'll get a bill then.
You're going to send a bill then? Not who? Okay.
The taxpayer would get a bill because we...
For the filing.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I believe that would be how it would have to work because a lot of them have already filed and we don't collect money.
Right.
Other than...
That was kind of what answer the email was, like, I thought you, you know, just take it in your office and then you got other issues. You know, but if you send a bill and then take care of all of it.
Right. No, I
okay.
think it's best to
do it that
do
way.
Do it through the, okay. the channels that we've already got in place.
Do you want to just talk about that later and decide what happened tonight, I guess?
The only thing about, well, my concern would be us getting that information to the auditor and treasurer in a timely manner so that that can be part of, don't you all need, when you're starting to think about budgets, kind of an idea of what the assessed value is and what will be brought in? Am I thinking incorrectly?
No, you're right on that, but I don't know if that's going to...
Okay, you got people to impact? Okay.
$25, I mean, we could... Well, we're not going to talk about an exorbitant amount of money anyway, right? For the
I don't know enough about it. I just think it's, you know...
Just let them do it for nothing?
Another fee. Right. I just paid the county tax today, Jay. I'm not very pretty well bankrupt today.
But you should be happy about the farm ground price going down next year.
Well, it didn't go this year. I had to borrow money to pay my taxes.
It stayed the same, though.
Well, you still have to borrow money to pay my taxes. It's not your fault. I'm the one that owns it.
Okay, well, 50
bucks. People that file for this exemption are likely to save money.
Well, they're filing for nothing now, right?
Well, it doesn't exist now.
It's just money worth your going to.
That's a small motion. Going once? Going twice? All right, we'll lay on. We'll discuss this some more. Thank you, Holly.
What are you doing?
Nothing right now.
Okay. In your packet is the 2017 budget letter. It's the same one that we've had for years and years. I need to get it sent out by the first part of June. So is there anything that needs to be changed? Is there anything that needs to be added? In the past, we've had a request percentage amount when it comes to the salaries. Now that we have the matrix, what do you want me to do with it?
People that add 10% like they always have in the past. And as far as that was your question, is
the 10%? Well, it's going to be a little different this year because there's a scale.
Right, and there's a matrix scale there. I can get what they want unless they want to look up on the matrix and find out what it is.
There's nothing in those numbers. All wages, or are we just talking about salary?
It'll be all the
wages. Just be the elected officials, right? This is for everybody, all the wages.
That's all it was.
I just need to know what to tell my department heads when they start working on this.
Same as last year.
That's right. They put 10% in and we'll adjust accordingly. Figure their budgets out and we'll sit down and we'll make it.
Make the adjustments?
And make the adjustments, right.
Is there anything you want added to this or taken away from it? Completely redone, whatever?
Your money. I don't think so.
Are you okay with it?
I think we're good with it.
Okay. I email them all out now and then they come back to me signed in paper form.
Thank you.
We have some issues with FLMA. The paperwork isn't getting to us like it's supposed to. Michelle is trying to anybody that she hears, because that's what we were told, if you hear somebody's going to go on leave or they're going to have surgery or there's an issue here or there, we're to mark it. Her and I went to a seminar in Indianapolis in January regarding this. The state's getting stickier and stickier with it. So we would like to educate our department heads with it, and we would like to have a guest speaker come. He is an attorney from Indianapolis, and that's what his specialty is FLMA. It will be paid for out of the commissioner's budget. He's not charging us for prep or travel, and he's a very good speaker. So he might be able to answer questions that department heads have that, you know, they don't feel comfortable in our replies or our answers. This would be somebody else. That's what he does. So would you have a problem with me scheduling him to come and speak?
How much?
He charges between $600 and $1,000 for 2 hours. The other quote I got was $3,000. They charge for travel and prep.
Between $600 and $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He'll tell you like it's $700.
No. That's what he said. You have a letter in terms of it. I emailed it to you. I don't know if it's in your packet, but I did email it to you. What's going to happen is the county's going to start getting fined if this paperwork's not done. And we know of incidents where people have been on FLMA out for surgery. They use up all their PTO time or their comp time. They don't have to use their comp, but use up their PTO, and then something happens. That's another additional 12 weeks that they can be off. FLMA is to protect the employee, so that they don't lose their job and they continue to have their benefits. So this is a program that we're required to do.
All right.
But we're not getting cooperation from everybody that's on it. We'll hear after the fact.
We'll be in the meeting. Who all you have planned on attending the meeting or attending?
I can't hear you, Jay. What?
Who all do you have planned on attending the meeting?
All the department heads.
All the department heads?
Yes. Because basically, they're the ones that's responsible for making sure that the paperwork gets filled out because it's their employee.
Okay. And you have some that are not doing it now?
Yes. We have some that are. They're doing everything they're supposed to. They're getting the reports in that they're supposed to. They're following what FLMA makes you do. And then we've got some that don't.
So the speaker will be addressing those department heads that currently are not doing it.
Correct.
And informing them of the potential penalties to the county should
right.
they continue.
We'd kind of like if there's a possibility, and I don't know how you think it, that this is a mandatory meeting.
Yeah,
because everybody
yeah.
needs to
definitely
hear
mandatory.
What they have to say.
Right.
You know, it's the bad part about it is it's mm-hmm. the ones that are doing what they're supposed to and they're following what FLMA is, that protects them. And it's not fair to them for somebody that's not following it.
Right.
So
the county will, have, you know, in the long run be paying the bill if something happens anyway. So.
Right.
He's being it properly. Yeah, we need a motion.
I make a motion to approve the FMLA seminar.
Second.
Can we get a motion to second? For the
mandatory.
Yes.
For the make it mandatory and not to exceed $1,000, right? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I think you ought to make sure you inform us how much you charge.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not.
Because I bet it's closer to $1,000 than.
Yeah, the motion was for mandatory FMLA.
He might have just given me that to give you, because we haven't set no dates or anything yet. I'm going to touch base with some of the department heads to find out which is better, morning or afternoon, or before we schedule it. So maybe we'll get a definite price before then.
I see if he did it for 500, we're trying it for 4.
Yeah. Okay. But I'd like to request possibly the new candidates could attend.
I was going to suggest that too, Bud. The only thing is that we haven't had the general election yet. I don't know. I guess we could advertise it. Anybody that would be willing to show up could be, huh?
You might save us some money later on.
Right, I agree. Like, in other words, allowing people that are elected through the primary, even though they're not elected yet, to come to the meeting so they know what's going on, just in case they do get elected and they're up on what's going on. Is there a way you can send that out, Sheila? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I think that's a good idea, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
Could we have a report back after that meeting as to any department heads that did not?
Yeah, we'll have them sign the paper.
Attend?
Yeah, you'll know. The Star City person that was on the sewer district has resigned, and there is a letter that you got. It should be in the packet. She resigned on March the 27th, and they need to reappoint somebody. And they don't have anybody that I can see as a interested party.
Anybody over here in the Star City? Do you want to be appointed to the board? Star City Sewer Board? Would you?
Okay. You got to make a motion and second for
it? I move that we approve more rules for the Star City Sewer District Department.
Do you live in Star City? I mean, I live in Class Guy, but I just have a Star City address.
Are you on the Sewer District or do you pay Sewer District?
No,
okay, I don't have to be in the Sewer District.
I'm sorry, no, you wouldn't qualify. Yeah, you have to be paying, and I know you have to be paying part of the Sewer. Well, we'll have to find
I have a phone there. Number. That she can call if she wants to, off of the paper from the president.
Appreciate that.
We have a joint session on May the 16th, which is next Monday, at 7:00, regarding health insurance.
I think that that's another situation where the new commissioners that are will need to be in that. I think can't even be there for the health insurance coverage for next year. That's a big deal.
These all public meetings there?
Yes. Yeah, they're public meetings. I just made them aware of it, so it is pretty important. To that.
Your public meetings.
Right now, County General is a negative $6,462.65. I need for a temporary loan approval. If it is under 1 cent, I have to transfer money until June when settlement is done. I request that the resolution be signed. If we are one penny in the black, I won't do anything.
Government's shutting down right now. That's filibuster.
Well, I got till the 31st of May.
You want that for $200,000, Jim?
It's up to, but like again, I won't do it unless.
Right, it's maximum not up to.
Right, and I'll only transfer what I need to get me out of the red.
I make the motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Awesome. We've got a motion and second for the temporary loan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
And today we had an issue with the stabilization fund. I gave you a packet on that also. At the present time, we have $551,341.14, but if you look at the Department of Local Government, the sheet, the far right corner is what the stabilization fund pays out to all the taxing districts. If the money isn't there, we can't pay it out. If you want it paid out, you're going to have to increase the load. This, and we're good until probably September. And the balance is around $44,000. You don't have to do anything. And if you don't do anything, they just won't get the money that's on that far right. They'll just get what's under their levy freeze distribution. If you decide that you want to give them what's in that right-hand column, you're going to have to unfreeze the levy.
How's all the county, how's all the precincts doing this year? It's a, you know, it's an election year. If they can get by this year, I think they'll be able to get by every other.
It just, they'll just have less money is what they'll get at once it's out.
I mean, just how are they doing this year with money? Nobody's complaining about being broke or anything, are they? Seems like they always have a little left over anyway.
We won't have any left over, though, because there's no money going in there.
No, our fund won't, but I mean the, when we transfer it to the townships.
The townships will get less.
Right, but I mean they're going to get less, but what they got this year with an election and everything, they're not running out of money and nobody's complaining, so I think a little less isn't going to hurt anything. I mean, I'm just Brett's arm is bringing our bets on.
Most of them are running around two. There's only a couple that's above $200.
Yeah, they're not. I'd say they're.
I guess there's more than that. The towns get more than that, but they're also getting that money from the other LOA.
Right. The LOA 2 or whatever it's called.
That's more or less. The tier issue is more or less. Give you a chance to read up and find out exactly what it is and
we have to make
ask your questions.
Is that okay if we...
You can, we can wait till next month if you want. Okay. I had... Kathy took care of this today and there's a letter that should be right on top that we got from Fred, from the settlement director at Auditor of the State's office. And he kind of broke it down for you, but don't hesitate to email him if you've got questions or call him. He's even telling you where to go on the website to look that up.
Make sure you scroll all the way down, because I'm looking at that, so these numbers aren't adding up. Something wrong here. Anybody hit the button, scroll all the way down, and then there's the tape. What is that? This guy's nuts.
Saturday, June 18th, in Shelbyville, Indiana, is the state called county council meeting. All you need to do is let me know if you're going. You can be reimbursed for travel, hotel room, and meals. So please mark your calendar.
Tom and I went to that 2 years ago, Tom?
Yeah.
I think it's well worth it. If you haven't been there, I think it's well worth it.
And with all the changes coming in January 1st,
probably wouldn't be a
bad idea.
Probably a good idea to go in.
Because there's a bunch of them. My auditor's conference is in 2 weeks, and I'm sure that we'll get a lot of stuff on it. And whatever we get back on it, especially if it's got to do with all the LOITs and stuff going to be merged, I'll make sure you get copies of all that. The other thing is there's two websites that I put on your agendas. Those two websites are very informative websites. It explains, one of the council members a couple months ago brought up about additionals and transfers, meetings, special meetings that you can go to learn more. These two websites are very informative. The DLGF is basically all your finance stuff. And then the State Board of Accounts is the rules that we have to live by, basically. And that's all I have.
Any public comment? Yes, ma'am?
Two things. I forgot to mention when I was asking about the contract and lining up the bids. That will come strictly from reassessment. I wanted to clarify that. Then the other thing is I have no issues with mandatory meetings. But is it possible to say that if the office holder is unavailable because we've got a meeting or whatever, can I send a representative from my office and then that will be okay? I think it might be hard to get us all.
I think someone definitely needs to be there from each office.
Right. But what?
Not the department head to appoint me. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, and if it were me, it would be with my office, definitely would. But I would definitely send someone.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with
that. I just want to be okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Dick.
Yes, sir.
The other day when I went in to pay my taxes, I got a, I'm not going to call it a 50 cent tour, but a tour of the assessor's office. As it stands right now, this courthouse renovation thing, I would have to vote no if it came to a vote, just simply because of the conversations I have out in the public, there's just nobody in favor of it. But after seeing that, I said something that, well, I met Mr. Johnson as I was leaving, and I said something to him to say something to the commissioners maybe about having some kind of an open house, and preferably not in a farming season, where they could take tours of the courthouse and see just what kind of shape it's in. You know, you got all these people that are so adamant against the renovation. They're the ones that speak their mind. I've only heard, you know, one person, and that was over there in Francisville, stand up and say, do it. I'm thinking maybe If you could get people to come and look at it, it might change their mind somewhat. I don't know. Personally, like I say, it looks to me like we need to do a lot. But I don't think the general public understands that. They don't see it.
Yes, sir.
I will echo what Tom has to say. I have toured a couple of offices. Quite frankly, there's one that needs to be moved immediately. What's in that office is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not in favor of the whole project. Tom and I have talked. He knows my feelings. But the one office is in bad shape.
I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Everybody, I don't think anybody in this room, I don't think a lot.
I don't know if Mr. Johnson said anything to you guys that at the last commissioner meeting or not. I brought it up to him.
I'm aware that that is a recommendation that was coming from you, Tom. I also had other comments that we all should have a disability awareness of the courthouse, place you actually in a wheelchair, and have you come into this building up to the commissioner's room all by yourself and time you. Currently, my wife is unable to walk without the assistance of someone or a wheelchair. She couldn't even apply for a job on the second floor of this facility because an outdated utility elevator. So she couldn't even think about applying for a job here. And then once you do get up the stairs and if I happen to have a heart attack or someone in this crowd had a heart attack, our ambulance personnel come up the stairs with the gurney. Then they have to be dependent upon getting you downstairs to the floor. It's a great idea, Tom.
I think it is also.
It's just a matter of getting people here.
You're correct.
I'd say that a lot of the renovations are probably due. The one issue I had, though, a big part of this project was an addition, and the only thing they spoke about in the addition was in the commissioner's room. I mean, and the elevators, and that's
the river room.
Where's the assessor still in the basement?
No, there's a room. If you look at the drawings here, there's a place there for the assessor in that addition.
In the addition there?
Yes, sir.
Why did they bring out a presentation?
Oh, they don't have so much time, sir. I mean, they would love that show, not every day.
Well, they had time to mention the new commissioners, probably isn't the most popular.
I didn't write their script there.
Space you seem to.
Adam.
So the plans are in my office. If somebody wants to see them, plus I got a paper form that I can email to you if you want to. Yeah, I've got both.
Okay. So the plans are open in several different ways that the public can go back and look. And
they're on the website, okay. The county website. They're all draft. They're not approved plans.
Okay. So they're not being tucked away. Okay.
We tried to make them where anybody can come in and see them.
But I, as an office holder, I would be glad to come even in the evening if you wanted to have the courthouse open for my office. That's just an idea.
One of the things that's been, I haven't heard one person that's been in my office that's looked at plans have complained at all about the renovation. They're complaining about the addition. They're not saying anything about the repairs that have to be done to the courthouse.
And I think that should building. And I maybe didn't do a good job of explaining it, because I think what I tried to bring up a little bit at the meeting was that the addition is actually just a benefit from the renovation that is needed to get everything ADA and single point entry compliant. I mean, it's the cheapest way to do it, but I don't know. You know, I talked with a guy, he's got 1,000 acres, and that's what he does for a living. This could cost an additional $15,000 in taxes, and I mean, that's going to hurt. How can you throw that at somebody? You know, that's the bad thing about it. It needs to be done. Man, I can't see hitting somebody up for $15,000 on 1,000 acres. That's his livelihood. That's a big
But that's not the right figure, is it?
Yeah, $15 an acre additional.
$1.50.
I thought it was $15 per 100 acres.
Yeah, no, it's $15 per acre. Per 100, it's wrong.
No, it's $15 or $150 per 100 acres or whatever it was. I'm pretty sure it's $15 per acre.
Well, my taxes are $18.
$15 per 100 acres, that's not what it is, I guarantee you.
$150 per 100 acres.
Yeah, the $150 per 100 acres comes out to $15 an acre, right?
$1.50.
Okay, that's $1,500 then. Alright, my bad. I listened to him and I should have been wrong, man. That's a lot better.
The figure's not as bad as what it sounds. Right. I mean, that's still more tax.
Yeah, $1.50 an acre, that's nothing really. Okay, that makes me feel better. I guess I missed that.
You got your decimal in the wrong place, Gary.
What's that?
You got your decimal in the wrong place.
Well, and I listened to what he was saying. I think you said, how did I spend $15,000 for 1,000 acres? I said, you're
right.
Pardon?
Motion to adjourn?
Salute.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Laura, do you want that phone number?
Excuse me. Try to do it. Try it.
I'm
sure.
Alex,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I'd love
to be in
the Oh, I need to stop down here.
No.
That's why I want to talk.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, four things I want to talk
about. Yeah.
You know, my goodness.
We had that one big rain.